Hello, hello. Welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about a little bit of everything.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. Casey B, my co-host, and I, we're back and ready to roll. If you're new to the podcast, each week we give you our toasts and roasts, so our highs and lows from the week, and kind of tell you a little bit about what we've been up to. And then we get into a personal development topic or sometimes an interview. So this week we are talking all about educational, inspirational, and organizational social media. So I'm not going to tell you what we're talking about until later, so stay tuned for that. But let's get into our toast and roast first. What's your toast of the week, honey?
My toast was probably our last Sunday, I think it was.
Uh-huh.
It was Sunday.
Sunday. Of course. That's the only day we do anything fun.
I know.
We work 6 days a week.
I got up a little later than usual and went down, did some fishing, and met up with your friends. And I got the best Bloody Mary in the world.
Yes.
With a grilled cheese on it.
Yeah. So we went to the garage in Bremerton, and it's a secret place that has the best drinks. And literally, it's not only margaritas. They have margaritas that have, like you got a grilled cheese one, but they have ones with, like a slider on top, like all the different stuff.
Surf and turf.
I got a screwdriver with chicken and waffles on top. And they have, next time we go, I want to get the margarita because they have a margarita, has a quesadilla, the best drinks.
They put their food on the drinks. It's great.
Yeah, you don't even have to get a meal. Like, you can just get the drink and it comes with a small breakfast. And what more could you want for brunch? What more?
Not much more.
What was your roast? That was a good day in general.
It was a great day. Yeah.
We went fishing twice that day. In the morning was so good. I caught six fish. Six bebes.
Six baby what?
Bebe steelhead.
Steelheads.
And we put them all back.
Good fishes.
I want to talk about that one, but I also feel like I shouldn't because people are going to get mad. I don't think people actually get mad. There was one that I caught, and I think I might have hurt its brain a little bit.
No, I think it was just disoriented after.
It was really disoriented.
So it was just swimming in circles. No, because it started swimming in the opposite side circle.
Oh,
so I'm like,
oh, good. Because, okay, so I caught this baby fish, and we're like, okay, fish, be free. And it kept swimming back towards the shore. Like, there was tiny little bits of waves coming up on the shore. And so it was swimming back up with the wave. We're like, no, go the other way. And then it just stopped. And then it was just swimming in a circle for a long time. And apparently then it went the other way and it eventually went back up to sea.
Yeah, that's how it made it back to sea. It was going circles one way and circle another way. It was like somebody skiing down a mountain.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was just a creative little fish.
Yeah, who knows?
But it made me nervous.
Yeah. You're like, I feel so bad. I think I hurt its brain.
I thought I did hurt its brain.
Oh.
It was fine. What was your roast?
My roast? Just happened to be up at the hospital on Tuesday.
Mm. Yeah, so we have some new listeners, so give a brief synopsis of why you were at the hospital.
So I have a heart problem, and I had to see my cardiologist and get tests done and all that stuff. But I never like going to the doctor or especially going to the hospital.
During
COVID.
During the Rona.
Yeah.
But you didn't get tested for Rona.
Nope.
I thought they were going to test you.
They stopped me at the door and said, look at that paper on the wall. Do you have any of those symptoms? I just glanced over it. I'm like, no. And I'm like, okay, wear the sticker. And
your sticker said that you got screened. That's the screening? Look at the wall? What if you can't read? What if you're illiterate?
Well, they don't know I can't read.
In the words of Mick Miller, I'm not sure if I know how to read or if I just memorized a lot of words.
I've just memorized a lot of words. I know that. But yeah, then they're like, do you know where you're going? And I'm like,
what the heck? These are weird questions. Look at the wall. Do you have any of those symptoms? Do you know where you're going? No, I just showed up here.
I'm like, yeah. Go. Like, right there. Cardiology. And they're like, okay. Just kind of looked at me funny. I'm like, yeah, I'm going now.
It's really weird.
Yeah. And then, yeah, there's a cop there enforcing stuff.
Enforcing what?
I don't know.
Enforcing that people can read the sign? Like,
I don't know. He was just there. He seemed like he just didn't want to be there at all.
Nobody wants to be at the hospital.
Yeah, fair enough. That's the roast, though. No one likes being at the hospital.
But all your tests came back good so far.
So far. So far. We're still waiting on one. The big one, so.
So everyone send good thoughts and prayers and good vibes and all those things. But we already know you're going to be just fine.
I sure hope so. Was your roast and toast?
Which one should I do first, roast or toast?
The pot roast or cinnamon toast?
I'm going to do my toast. Oh, I almost forgot what it was.
What's your toast?
That supermarket sweep is on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I am so excited about it. So everyone needs to go on Netflix and watch Supermarket Sweep. If you have seen it before, you know this is amazing. Netflix doesn't get like old shows like this ever. And old game shows are the best. I think we talked about it before that I love Press Your Luck. And they did a reboot of that. And that's amazing. But what is even more amazing is Supermarket Sweep being on Netflix because it's the best show ever and it's all these old episodes. And I don't remember if they made a reboot of it or not, but I am manifesting it into the universe that when they make another reboot of Supermarket Sweep, I am going to be the host. Like Elizabeth Banks is the host of the new Press Your Luck, I will be the host of Supermarket Sweep.
What's your audition?
Love to do that. This whole podcast, like, these are all my, I can talk now, like, I can do it.
You sound like me today. I couldn't get a word out.
Let me think of a hypothetical Supermarket Sweep question. All of their questions are about, like, food or food puns. A lot of the time it's puns, which I also love. Shoot. Let me think of something.
Brought to you live from Tukwila, Washington, it is Supermarket Sweep with your host, Lindo Wilson.
I just changed my name to Lindo for hosting.
Clap, 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 clap.
I'll just do an intro. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Supermarket Sweep, the greatest game show in your local grocery store. Today, we're in Safeway. And I could travel around. We could go to different grocery stores around the country. That sounds so glamorous. I've never been to a Ralph's. I've always wanted to go.
Today we're visiting Super One in Missoula, Montana.
Today we're at Whole Foods in Los Angeles. Fancy. So, we could do Trader Joe's. It could be sponsored by different people each week, you know, and
you know what would be really good entertainment? It's like if you took somebody from like North Dakota
and you put them in a Whole Foods in LA and they're like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
And they're like, you have to find the organic, no GMO tomatoes. Or something like really complicated like that.
Or vice versa, you take somebody like,
no, you got the chicken that was not free range.
You take somebody from California that only shops at Whole Foods and put them in a Super One or a Smith's or a Rosoris.
You have to find the the Doritos or...
You gotta find the cheese puffs.
Go get the bagel bites. What the heck is a bagel bite? Okay, we're getting out of hand here. That's my toast. Watch Supermarket Sweep on Netflix. So good. My roast is... Oh my goodness. So I had like a couple things this week. It's a very roasty week for me. I think I said that last week too. So I think the quarantine and the COVID and everything is getting to me. But this is just a cherry on top. We have fruit flies again.
Sons of bitches.
They make me so mad. They're so hard to catch, and we made these little fruit fly traps, which thank God we made those because they have reduced the amount of fruit flies immensely. But before we did the fruit fly traps, you know, it's like you just wake up one day and they're there and you're like, shoot, there's one. And then 2 hours later, there's 100. They're everywhere.
Just come out of nowhere.
They're the worst.
They really are.
But
are you going to share a fruit fly trap recipe or is it a secret?
I guess I should share it. I mean, it's on the internet. I'm sure you can find one on Pinterest.
But on the line?
On the line.
No way.
But what we do is take a mason jar. Doesn't have to be a mason jar. Any cup will do.
Any kind of jar.
And you put in apple cider vinegar and a little bit of dish soap. You cover that in saran wrap, and then you poke some holes in it. And then the flies, they go in there. They try to get to that sweet dish soap.
And the vinegar is what they're after.
Oh.
The dish soap kills them.
They fly in there to get to the vinegar, and then they get stuck in the dish soap and die. And so now we have little jars full of dead fruit flies.
And yep.
I love to see how many we can collect and kill, because they are the worst.
They are. I got one. Buzzing around.
I know, they're still here. I don't even know what to do, like, when there's still more. Like, why aren't they going in the trap? We need to make more traps. We're going to have them all over.
Start hanging fly traps from the ceiling.
Yeah, I know some people also do, like, the sticky tape, and I think we should try that as well.
I know in the morning I would run into one of those things.
I don't think it's that sticky that's going to hurt you.
Oh, it sticks to you.
Oh my god. Okay. Well, that's my roast of the week.
I have hair on me.
So a little bit. You definitely do. You definitely
don't want to get stuck to a sticky tape.
So I have to give my podcast recommendation for the week, and I have to go grab that real quick. So while we do that, we'll be right back.
I'll be doing the Jeopardy theme song.
Okay, you can do that. Do it. Okay, that's pretty funny. Okay, so I have my podcast recommendation for the week, and for those of you who are longtime listeners of the podcast, you know there have been some changes throughout my little over a year of podcasting. So first of all, thank you to all of our longtime listeners. Appreciate you guys so much. But this is a new thing I've been doing and wanted to recommend the recent episode of the Being Boss podcast. It's number 236, and it's called Make Time to Shine, and it has a lot of excerpts from the Being Boss conference. So there's multiple different speakers that did this virtual conference, and they took little clips from all of that and kind of put it all together. It's a really good listen, and especially now with so much being online, there was a kind of a big theme of this about businesses and entrepreneurs just still being human and using things like word of mouth to actually, like, if people are using word of mouth to promote your business, like, take advantage of that and take advantage of things that are in your business that are the human parts of you, because people really want to connect to that. So that's the podcast recommendation of the week, number 236 of the Being Boss podcast. It's called Make Time to Shine. And once again, for the longtime listeners of the podcast, this used to have a lot of sports talk in it. And, you know, there's not a lot of sports talk happening right now, except for this week. So just some breaking news. The Big Ten has announced that they will be doing a conference-only football season. That's the news so far. You know, things are changing all the time in this quarantine world. And I wish I had more news, but, you know, I'm working on stuff in the sports world during my normal job. And it's a lot. And some stuff I can talk about, some stuff I can't. So that's kind of why I'm not talking about sports so much. And also I like having this be a little bit separate. So everyone say a prayer that everyone's healthy enough that we can have football in the fall. I am losing my mind a little bit because today I said in a meeting, I'm a little discouraged. And somebody said, about football or about just life? And I said, college football is my life. So that's where we're at right now. So with that, we're going to start talking about some positive stuff. Like I said, inspirational, educational, and organizational social media. And so we really talk about all of the benefits of Pinterest in the second half of the episode. So it's really fun. The one social media I did not talk about that I feel like I should have actually, we talk briefly about Twitter, Instagram, and we talk a lot about Pinterest, obviously, and talk about Facebook, but I didn't talk about TikTok. And in the realm of everything, TikTok, it might be going away. I saw something about the government wants to take TikTok away because people are using it, or people are getting data mining from it or something like that. So that's kind of some biz news.
What I heard about that is the guy who was spearheading it, his first quote was, I don't know how to use it. No, I don't know how to use it. We shouldn't have it.
So here are my thoughts on TikTok, just because I didn't mention it in the second part of the episode. But one, I had no idea how to use it at first either. I thought it was dumb. Two, it will never replace Vine, but it is really entertaining. Three, the people who use TikTok, there's all kinds of people on there. And there's usually not very much, like, I've heard that there's not very much bullying on there and people are really nice to each other. And so that's a plus, because something we talk about is how a lot of social media is pretty negative, especially right now. So everything I've seen on it is actually pretty funny and entertaining. And there's a lot of different avenues of TikTok for sure. So I'm enjoying it right now. I made a couple, so you can follow me on TikTok. It's at PishPoshLens, but I don't know. My bio literally says I don't know how to TikTok. So it's weird, it's complicated, but there's not very much drama. So it's a fun one. But to hear about our favorite social media app, listen to the rest of the episode. And I hope you guys really enjoyed this one. Hey, Pish Posh Pod listeners, I have some exciting news. Pish Posh Podcast is now on Patreon.
What the damn hell is a Patreon?
Patreon is a really cool website where you can support your favorite creators, like me. I support some of my favorite podcasters through Patreon, and you can make a custom gift each month that is recurring, or I have a $1 tier just to become a patron, so it would take out $1 each month. But coming next week, I'm hoping to announce some more really, really good content that is exclusive to Patreon members. So stay tuned for that. And if you feel so inclined, go to patreon.com/pishposhpod and see what we're talking about. Also, the link is in the show notes. And we're back, and we are talking about Pinterest today. And if you're a guy who listens to the podcast, don't turn it off now, because Casey also loves Pinterest.
I'm a big fan. Huge.
Pinterest is one of the absolute best social media apps out there. And I think it is extremely underutilized and underrated and all of those things. So I want to talk about how good Pinterest is for so many different reasons. So I will talk about it a little bit on the business side, why it's good for a business to have a Pinterest. I'm going to talk about it by the inspirational kind of side of things, and just as a planning organizational tool, and a little bit about manifestation, because I like that. So I think a lot of people would be surprised to know that Casey has a Pinterest, and things that come up on your Pinterest are very different than mine because of our algorithms. And the reason I think Pinterest, first of all, is so great, especially in times like now, is you go on Twitter, everything's just bad news. I go on Twitter probably once a month now because I hate it so much. I used to only go on when sports were happening and like live tweeting about sports with other people who I know like sports and like my team, and we're like, yeah, this is so exciting, woohoo! But now there's no sports, so Twitter should just be done because everything is either people fighting or it's bad news. So don't love Twitter. Facebook, everyone's writing paragraphs about why they hate other people and telling everyone they're wrong and fighting on Facebook. And the only good thing about Facebook, I've said a million times, are Facebook groups. And
I'm a fan of my Facebook groups.
What Facebook groups are you in again?
So I'm in the Ron Swanson Appreciation Society.
Society, that's pretty fancy.
It is pretty fancy. It's just people that
Like meat and woodworking?
It's not really a whole lot of woodworking. It's mainly just a bunch of people talking about like smoking meats and brown liquor.
What other Facebook groups are you a part of?
The Letterkenny D-Gen memes. That's
okay, Letterkenny. And are you a part of any woodworking ones?
I was, but the some big woodworking one, and then somebody bought the thing from them, so I got rid of it.
Oh, what do you mean they bought the thing from them?
I don't know. It just one day I got onto my. It was Extreme Woodworking, was what it was called.
Oh, that was just like it was. That was a page, not a group, right?
I think that was a group. I don't remember, but then I went on it one day and it still said Extreme Woodworking, but it was all in like Korean.
Oh.
And it was nothing about woodworking and all the posts were gone. I'm like, nope, that's not what I'm interested in.
Are you in any other ones?
Not that I know of.
I'm in quite a few Facebook groups.
Trailer Park Boys one from way back in the day, but that's it.
Lord.
That's always a good one.
So basically, we both like Facebook groups. Don't really like Facebook for anything else.
Marketplace is the only other thing I use it for.
Yeah.
Find a boat.
Facebook Marketplace can be really useful, and I think they were trying to kind of make that its own app or its own, like almost like a new Craigslist or whatever, but I don't think that ever got like off the ground.
Offer up or something like that.
Yeah. I think Facebook is trying to do too many things. Zuckerberg needs to slow his roll.
He needs to simmer down.
Did you see that new thing? I guess this is just an episode about social media. But did you see that new thing where Facebook will say, like, this has been fact-checked and it's wrong?
I have not heard about that.
It's like a little pop-up that comes on, but I don't know. I'm trying to go on Facebook less because everyone is... It's too much. Too much drama for me.
Yeah, the only thing that pops up on mine is Letterkenny memes and Trailer Park Boys memes. And
that's not very dramatic.
And
meat.
And occasionally somebody will ask something about woodworking tips on the Ron Swanson page. So I'll chime in there.
Chime in. This is another, I guess, kind of a roast, but there's a Facebook group that I'm in, and it's a sports one, and this person kept posting this ginormous post. First of all, Facebook needs to have a smaller limit on words because some people could literally do like 20 paragraphs, and it's ridiculous, but they kept posting this thing and it kept getting deleted. And they're like, well, this got deleted again, so I'm going to put it back up. Like, why do you care that much about telling other people what your thoughts are on something? Like, oh.
That's what I really like about the Swanson page, because...
I bet it never gets like that.
Oh, no, definitely not. It's usually just, it's very short, few words used. I like it. It's my kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm thinking about leaving some of these other groups I'm in, because every post gets turned into a fight. So, But you know where things do not get turned into a fight? Pinterest. We'll get back to Pinterest in a second. The last social media that I'll talk about that I use is Instagram. And I love it very much because I don't think there's a lot of fighting on Instagram. And it's very easy to just, if there is negativity, to block that. And like, it's just kind of your own curation of what you want to post and what you want to follow. And I follow a lot of things on Instagram that just make me happy. I learn stuff from there. I get inspired. I find things I want to shop for, which I need to unfollow more of these cute clothes Instagrams, but not going to happen. So I just love Instagram. And it's really like I connect a lot with people I know and message them on there. And that doesn't really happen on other social media. That's what Facebook was for. And Instagram, I know Facebook owns them, but Instagram is just going to take over, I think.
It's going to take over on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Pinterest. There's no fighting on Pinterest. So that's just number one. I know that you were kind of surprised that it's still a social media, considered a social media app, because there's not a lot of social interaction, but it is.
That's why it's great.
Follow other people and see what they post, and you can post your own stuff. So I would say it's social media. So I use Pinterest for my podcast. I had a Pinterest since I was in high school, maybe even middle school. So I converted to a business account on Pinterest, and I absolutely love it. Some people are really strict about if they have a business account on Pinterest, only posting their own things and keeping their pins or like for what food they want to eat separate. For me, since it's kind of new still, I am putting everything on Pinterest, pinning other people's stuff and posting my own stuff. And it has grown so much. Like, it's crazy how much it grows. If you have a pin that goes viral, it's a little different than like TikTok going viral, but you know, a lot of people see it and then they pin it and then other people pin it, and it's like then your views just go up like so fast. But I really think that all businesses, especially product-based businesses, should have a Pinterest, and especially other creative businesses or services that have visual aspects. So like anyone who's saying they're a photographer, like they need to have a Pinterest. Anyone who is like a wedding planner should have a Pinterest, because that's what people look for, and then they'll pin it and they'll know who you are. So I think it's so useful. I find so much stuff that I want to buy on Pinterest. And I think there's so many businesses that are missing out and not doing Pinterest because it's so easy. It's a clickable link. If you see something on a lot of other social media apps, it's not easy to go to their site and purchase it. But if you're on Pinterest, you click on the picture, you click again, it takes you right to the site, you can buy it right there. It's so good. And I feel like Pinterest was like, it had a huge blow up, you know, a while ago. And it has stayed consistent, but it hasn't had another like rebirth because all of these other apps keep popping up. But this is always so good. It's so great for curating things that you want to do, want to buy, want to make. It's just so good. So I wanted to go through, because that was the business side of things. You grow your audience. It's really easy for people to buy your stuff and to know who you are, and you can connect it to another website. So your own personal website, you can share content that you already have on Instagram onto Pinterest, and people like to create mood boards and all kinds of stuff from there. So, Casey, I want to go to you because I just talked a lot about Pinterest and I want to know what you use Pinterest for, because you're a dude, you barely even use your phone and you still have a Pinterest and you like it. So what do you use Pinterest for?
So I mainly use it for, I mean, if I'm bored, and there's a couple different sides of it, I guess. Like if I'm bored and I just want to look at something or look something up.
You want to scroll.
I'll usually just look at like old trucks and woodworking, like benches and ideas and stuff like that. And then
there is a whole side of Pinterest that's all vintage vehicles.
It's great.
Like
it's
sometimes so I'll cool. pin a couple that I think are cool, and then like my whole feed turns into that. I'm like, gosh, how many of these are on here? You wouldn't think there would be, but there is. There's like a niche for everything on Pinterest. Like any topic.
Yeah, I have a whole category that pops up on mine that's just old Ford trucks. And it's all, it's mainly just all high boys. And I'm like, oh God, that thing's amazing. That's what I want. I'm going to have that someday.
So you look at vehicles and you look at woodworking projects. And so like vehicles, that's a little bit different, but woodworking projects, that's stuff you want to do or stuff you want to take inspiration from. So why don't you talk a little bit about that, how you use Pinterest to like use inspiration for your own projects.
So, there's a lot of times when I'm trying to do something, I'm like, I want to make something unique that I'm not going to find anywhere else, mm-hmm. or people aren't going to see anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'll go on Pinterest and I'm like, okay, that's a cool design, but I'm going to make it my own.
Mm-hmm.
And, or I'll go on it. Like I have an idea already in my mind. I'm like, and I'll try to look it up to see if it'll pop up. Cause it's going to pop up anywhere. It's probably on Pinterest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I didn't find it. All right, I'm gonna send it, see what I can do. And it's like, that's where I got my most recent idea or I checked it on Pinterest for that bench I want to do before I make the tailgate bench. I think I told you about it, using split rail and resawing it down so it's all super rustic and cool.
And you look for it on Pinterest?
Couldn't find it. So...
that's going to be one of a kind.
And I just like doing that because I don't want to make a bunch of cookie cutter nonsense that somebody else has made. I want to figure something out for myself.
Yeah, I think Pinterest is so good for inspiration for things or to see for anything that's do it yourself. It's so good because you can see it. If you're trying to make something unique and there's like a million of them out there, you can see how you should tweak it to make your own. Or if you're just trying to start out with something easy, like, I mean, you're more advanced in your woodworking, but if someone's like a beginner and they're like, well, there's a ton of these on here, a ton of blog posts on how to make a table like this, then I should probably try that one because that's a beginner one. Or if someone's looking at doing like an abstract painting or anything like that, like there's so many good DIY things and it's so good. What other groups do you have besides woodworking and trucks? I feel like there's more.
It's mainly fishing other than that.
What shows up on, like, I love fishing, but that doesn't come up on my Pinterest. So,
like when I just pulled up the Pinterest, the first thing that came up was how to tie a Berkeley knot.
By the way, Casey calls everything on the internet the. So he goes the Facebook, the Instagram, the Pinterest. So
it's like...
what popped up for fishing? How to tie
fishing,
a knot?
Tying knot, fishing knots.
So you're learning.
Different setups. Yeah, learning about stuff. Let's see. Food pops up a lot.
Yeah, food. Do you have a... what boards are on your Pinterest? What do you actually pin, or do you just scroll?
I just scroll.
You never pin anything? That drives me crazy.
I don't know. Let's say maybe I have.
You've got to have a board.
I don't even know how to find it.
Oh, my gosh. This is you right here. You don't even have a picture on Pinterest. You have projects, ski shit is one of your boards, and screenshots because you took a screenshot of another woodworking project. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So
I do like it. Sometimes also you see like a funny cartoon or a meme or something, and then you get a bunch of them, and it's great. There are some good skiing ones.
Yeah, I definitely do like getting all those little cartoons. I'll just be scrolling through, looking at other stuff, and then a little cartoon will pop up, and yes. Makes me so happy. I always have to show you.
I really think Pinterest is a social media that can be good if you have anxiety like me, because there's no conversations happening. It's just looking at pleasing to the eye stuff all the time. What are you showing me now?
This is in my projects.
Casey just showed me something that he pinned to his projects board, and it was creamy Cajun pasta.
With sausage.
That's a project, along with all the woodworking projects.
Yeah, right next to that's a trestle table, and then there's some Japanese joinery, and yeah, creamy Cajun pasta. All projects.
Okay, now I'm going to talk about mine. So my Pinterest, I have a lot of different boards. I'm going to go through what my different boards are, and some of them I'll explain, some of them probably not. So one of my boards is called Casey Projects, which is projects I want Casey to do or things I think he would like to get inspired by, because I had Pinterest way before him. And then I was surprised when I said, you should get one. And you're like, no, I don't need one. And then when you got one, you actually like it. So
yep,
there's lots of good stuff on there on the Casey Projects board. My next one is the bullet journal board. So that has inspiration for my bullet journal. I've talked about my bullet journal a lot. It's part notebook, part planner. Basically, you draw out your own planner. And some people are super artsy with it. Some people are very more like clean lines, graphs. Like I'm definitely in the middle. So I pin some of my own doodles and graphs and stuff that I have done in my bullet journal, and I also pin stuff from other people. So that's a fun one. That's a little bit inspiration and a little bit showing off some of my own stuff. I have a wedding Pinterest board, because every girl has a wedding Pinterest board. That one has a lot of stuff on there.
What's it related to?
To a wedding.
Oh, really?
That's looming, not looming. Never looming.
Oh my.
Anyways, it's there. The board is ready. My next one is I have a witch board. This one's just mostly for inspiration, because it's mostly pictures of Stevie Nicks and Florence Welch and just witchy vibe stuff that I like. Just because I like that stuff and it's fun to pin those. I have one that is called Party in the USA, and that is destinations in the USA that I'd like to travel to. So it's all curated there. It has Nashville, and what else is on here? Aspen, Colorado, Chicago, Boston, stuff like that, with cool like landmarks that I'd like to see, or establishments I want to go. Like, there's a really cool picture of Fenway Park on here, the Johnny Cash Museum, cool stuff like that. And I like that because it's all in the same place and I don't forget about stuff like this, because I honestly didn't even know about the Johnny Cash Museum before I saw it on Pinterest. I was like, that looks so cool. And yeah, there's just some cool stuff you discover on Pinterest. And the next one is my brand board. So it's like my branding for Pish Posh Podcast. So it's a lot of orange, as you can imagine, but cool orange things, and just stuff that I can use for either inspiration or using it with any images that I create.
Satsumas, little cuties.
There are all a lot of oranges. There's a lot of grapefruits, actually.
A lot of grapefruit.
Blood orange. I think blood orange is like my favorite color. It's either blood orange or Texas orange.
Isn't blood orange red, though?
I don't like the same. It's an in-between.
Okay.
I have a foodie board, and that one has all of my posts from my Foodstagram account. It's called Washington Food Girl. I'll link it in the show notes if you guys want to follow my Foodstagram account. It's just pictures of food.
It's all good food.
And it's also very, very pleasing to the eye. No fights in the food Instagram world. So that's always nice. Gives you some inspiration for places you would like to go in the Northwest. But speaking of the Northwest, I have another pin that is, or another board that's all Pacific Northwest places that I'd like to go. So I'd like to keep them separate because these are like realistic, like we could go on a long weekend, whereas going to places like Boston, Nashville, like other big trips in the U.S., they're kind of separate. So I like having something that are like weekend trips to go to on a board. There's some really good ones on here.
Where are we going?
Well, we need to go to Crater Lake National Park.
Can we fish there?
I don't think we can fish at Crater Lake.
I don't think there's any fish in Crater Lake.
I told you I want to go to Campbell River. That's a little bit more than an easy drive, especially now since the borders are closed, but yeah, that's somewhere. And I found this place on Pinterest. It's called the Oregon Vortex. And it has the world famous House of Mystery.
I've read about that.
What is it?
I went to the website.
What's it about?
It's mysterious.
I want
you
to
don't
go
get
that.
To know.
It's a mystery, duh.
It's a mystery.
But yeah,
figure it out.
These are like cool places in the Northwest that I'd like to go. So that's fun. And then I have two different boards that are words mostly. One is called, this one's kind of weird. It's like words that I like and work outfits I like. And it's called Boss Lady. So it's stuff I'd like to wear to work or just good like worky quotes. So stuff like that. And then I have a board that's all other kinds of quotes. And it's called Words to Remember. Pinterest is a great place to curate quotes to read when you're needing some. I have a board that's all about fashion, obviously, clothes. I think everyone has a clothes board. And then I have my Pish Posh podcast board, which has all of my episode and all, any other graphics I've created. Those are all on that board. So people can find it, click on that, and go to my podcast website. This is one of my favorite boards. It's called Let's Stay Home. I don't know why I named it that, but it's all of these really calming pictures of like you're either sitting on a deck or looking out a window. And when I talked about like it being good for your anxiety, just like looking at these pictures makes me happy. So that's a good way to use Pinterest too, is just to curate things that make you happy that you can look up. I have one that's all kind of interior stuff that I'd like to do within the apartment or like things I'd like to buy, decor, bedding, furniture, stuff like that. I think just having that in one place where you would like, okay, I want to spend a little money today, or I need a new quilt, or we need a new chair. And you're like, oh, I already pinned it a long time ago. I know that I like this. There it is. Like, it's so much nicer than having to stress about it later.
If you need a new chair, I got a board for that, you know?
I know. I don't think I have any chairs actually pinned.
Oh, bummer.
But, and then I have another one that is called Pacific Northwest Adventures, different than the other Pacific Northwest board, because the Pacific Northwest Adventures has pictures of all of our adventures. So these ones are pictures that I took, as opposed to the other one are places that other people have created, and I want to go there. So these ones are all pictures that I've taken, and yeah. I recently started a new board, and I'm surprised how much there is on Pinterest about this, but a book board, and I pin different books I want to read. And seriously, once you pin like one book that you think you'd like, so many other ones pop up, and then I'm like, gosh, now I want all of these, and you can only read a couple books at a time. Like, you can't get them all done. So
I can barely read one book at a time.
So just to be warned, if you're looking for books, actually Pinterest is a really good place, but it'll give you a lot more suggestions once you start pinning them. Then I have probably my favorite board is my dream home board, and I just always pin all of the houses that I like and all the ideas that I like.
What kind of houses?
A-frames, triangle houses. And that one, it's kind of another one that like makes me calm, but it's just fun to like daydream and be like, I like this one, but I like this. And what do you think about that one?
I like that one.
That's all you're gonna say. I'm surprised we need to get you on more boards, because once you start pinning food, you're gonna cook a lot more dinners, don't you think?
Yeah, maybe.
No, why not? Why do you say no?
I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. And I've had that creamy chicken Cajun pasta.
Yeah, but you didn't even know that you had boards. So yeah, that doesn't count. So, and then finally, obviously, kind of what we're just talking about, my last board is my food board. I call it What's Cooking. So all recipes I want to make. Pinterest is the absolute best place to find recipes. Absolute best place.
I've seen some pretty good looking food on the Pinterest.
So some people think Pinterest is kind of a girly thing, but it's good for people who like to do anything DIY, people who like food, and if you don't like either of those things, you're probably not listening to the podcast. So
I'm sure you can really find anything on the Pinterest.
Literally anything. And I kind of talked about already, some things you can use it to curate, some things you can use it to produce your own content, and some things you can use for inspiration. I think a lot of people also do, there's some workouts on Pinterest. That's a whole other side of things too. So much good stuff on there. But the last thing I wanted to talk about is using Pinterest in manifesting. So I like talking about manifesting, but I also get a little nervous because I'm not an expert. But basically, manifesting is the law of attraction, and what you put out into the universe, it comes back to you. So, and not like karma, it's like saying what you want into the universe, and the universe will bring it to you. But I think the part of manifesting that a lot of people forget is inspired action. So you actually have to work towards what you want. So really, what manifesting really is just saying what you really want and then figuring out how to get it.
Figure it out.
Some people are like, no, it's just let go and it'll happen. So that's not true. You're not just going to let go and someone's going to give you $1 million, usually. So
this isn't Frozen.
But they don't do that in Frozen.
Let it go.
Oh, my Lord. So since you were kind of a skeptic first about all the manifesting stuff, but you're actually way better at it than I am, what do you think about using Pinterest in manifesting, KCB?
That's a tricky question. So I still am not too sure about this manifestation.
Why are you not too sure about it?
I don't know. I'm just the way I've always looked at stuff. I'm like, well.
You are a money magnet.
Well, I work. I work very hard.
I know, but just because you're manifesting doesn't mean you're not working.
I know, that's true. But
so what are you working on manifesting right now?
A boat.
Are there any boats on your Pinterest?
Yeah, there is, actually.
It's kind of a weird one to have on Pinterest.
Yeah, there actually is some boats on there.
But I don't know how you're manifesting a boat when we don't have anywhere to put a boat.
Oh, we'll figure it out. That's also on my board, the place to put a boat.
Yeah, so
you're gonna have a boat, a place to put a boat, and then fish.
So yeah,
that's what I'm manifesting.
So Pinterest is kind of like your own virtual vision board. So I don't know if I've ever been, I've talked about it multiple times. I don't know if I've ever done a full episode on vision boards, but basically having a vision board or a place where you can look at the stuff that you want over and over again, the more you see it, the more you're going to try to make it actually happen. So it's not just, I put it on my board, it's there, I don't think about it. When you're looking at it, you're thinking about it, and then your actions should reflect working towards whatever you actually want that you're thinking of. So that's why I like having your Pinterest there with like your dream house, your simple things like clothes you want to wear or things you want to buy for your apartment, like little things like that. If you scroll through those again, you're like, oh, I forgot that I wanted to do that, or I really want this. I scroll through my dream home thing once a week and I'm like, okay, what do I got to do to make this happen? What do I have to do to get one step closer to this? So that's what I think about using Pinterest for manifesting, is kind of using that as a vision board. The more you look at it, the easier it is to kind of imagine yourself in these things too. And another huge, huge thing on Pinterest is just travel. And I kind of talked about that with the different places I'd like to go. But if you're looking at these different places, you can totally find a lot of deals. You can find new places that you want to visit and travel to. And it's like Pinterest often leads to blog posts, which often lead to things to do in these different areas, like how to get there, all that kind of stuff. So like Pinterest is really an educational platform as well. Like
That's how I use it. I mean, more than anything else, it's just, I'm just trying to learn about something or learn something new.
I
heard about something.
I Pinterest more things than I do Google things, probably. In certain realms, I would say. Like health stuff, I've learned to not look at health stuff online. I like just Google it because it's going to tell you like, go to the hospital, you're dying. And if you look on Pinterest, I've done it before too. There's a really good chart that you could probably, you can find if you Google it too. But if you look up like stomach pain chart on Pinterest, there's like a bunch of them and it's like in a little grid. And it's like, if you're in the upper left corner and you have stomach pain, it's probably this. If it's in the lower left corner, it's probably this. If it's in the middle of your stomach, it probably means this. And it's like all kinds of stuff like that. And, you know, with my migraines that I get, they can do, like, there's a bunch of wellness stuff and health stuff on there as well. And different recipes and workout things. And it's so educational. I definitely think it's probably one of the most educational social platforms out there. Because there's other things. There's kind of like Tumblr is another platform that is all images, not a ton of drama or anything. It's kind of in links to things like that, but it doesn't teach as much as Pinterest. Pinterest is so, there's so much information. It's so easy to find. It's not like Googling. It's like curated into visually pleasing things that you want to see and want to go back to over and over again. So, do you have anything else to say about Pinterest?
If you don't have one, just get one and poke around.
Poke around.
Pinterest is a good thing. I mean, I've gotten a lot of inspiration out of it. I learned a lot of useful things. And threw me off my groove there, burden board. I think it's a really useful tool if you need to look something up quick. Now it's especially something that you want like a diagram for. Is on Monday when I was trying to make that fishing lure from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, shit, I don't know what not to use here. And it's like, I just don't know it. And I'm like, I tried looking it up on Google first. And I'm like, this isn't going to help anything. And I'm like, oh, I'll just check it out on Pinterest. And I had a diagram on different knots. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
So you literally used Pinterest a couple days ago to find something because it was easier to find it there than it was on Google.
Yeah.
Guys, you're not using it enough. Like, it's so good. And I mean, I've talked about it a little tiny bit at the beginning of our Pinterest chat, but if you have a side hustle that you're trying to promote, a business that you're trying to promote, if you're not using Pinterest, you're slacking. Like, and if you want help with Pinterest, I would love to help you. I've looked at jobs at Pinterest so many times that all of them are like, you have to have 10 years of experience in computer programming. I'm like, oh shoot, these people are like really smart. Very different than what I do on the computer. But I love Pinterest. I want everyone to get a Pinterest. That's my goal of the week. And you might say, Lindsay, why is Pinterest a personal development topic? And it's because it can calm you down. It organizes your thoughts. And really, organizing your thoughts is really, really helpful. And it's fun. And it's a way, if you feel like you're in this habit of scrolling and scrolling and scrolling on your phone, and if you're doing that on Pinterest, you're going to have so much more inspiration and so much less drama than if you were to be scrolling on Facebook, scrolling on Twitter, scrolling on Instagram.
A whole lot less nonsense.
It's good for the soul. Pinterest is good for the soul. I'm not sponsored by Pinterest. I don't think they do that. But if they did, I am a huge advocate for getting a Pinterest and using it in however you want to use it. Casey obviously uses his not to promote himself in any way, but you could at one point if you start to sell your products. But really, you can use it just for your own use or to promote something else. So it's fabulous. And you can always follow us on Pinterest. What's your Pinterest, Casey? He's actually really hard to find because he has a very average name, Casey Smith. I think it's under Casey B. Smith. I follow him. So if you follow me, my Pinterest is under Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. Definitely follow it.
Yep. Casey B. Smith.
Casey B. Smith is Casey. You have
two followers, seven two people followers. Following.
Nice.
Yeah.
So let's boost Casey's Pinterest following. Let's boost Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson's Pinterest following and share some great ideas. So get some inspiration this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's kind of a little different, but it's fun that we both enjoy talking to the one social media that we both enjoy because, you know, I like social media a lot, Casey not so much. So you get both ends of the spectrum on the same app. Thanks for listening to this week's episode and can't wait to be back next week. It's going to be good. We're getting some great guests lined up in the future, so stay tuned and party on.
Thank you for listening to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. You can listen to the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, listen on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found, and follow the pod on Instagram @PishPoshPod to stay up to date on all of our great content. Check it out.